This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The verses we're going to discuss today are of the best verses in the Quran. They are the best verses after Ayat al-Kursi. These verses, the Prophet ﷺ said about them, whoever recites them before they sleep, they have sufficed them. Some of the scholars say that this means that if you recite these verses before you sleep, Allah will reward you as if you spent the entire night praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanAllah. What are these verses and what's the story behind them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a verse in the Quran, and after this verse was revealed, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt tremendous fear and anxiety. They felt like what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was asking of them in this verse was too large of a burden. It was too much that Allah was asking of them and that they couldn't live up to what the Quran was asking them to do. When they heard these verses, they became afraid. What are these verses? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبَكُم بِهِ اللَّهُ فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَن يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ
This verse terrified the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "When تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ" If you show what is within yourselves, or if you conceal it, Allah will take you to account. Meaning, if you show, you act upon what you've been thinking and feeling, Allah will take you to account. And if you conceal it, if you think and you feel things that are evil, even if you don't show it, Allah will still take you to account. Because the verse says, whether you show it or you conceal it, Allah will take you to account. The companions felt this was too much. They went to the Prophet ﷺ, they said, who amongst us doesn't have evil thoughts? Who amongst us doesn't have evil feelings at times? You know, we may not act upon them. We understand we'll be punished if we act upon them, but we're not talking about acting upon them. We're talking about thinking about them. Sometimes we have evil thoughts. So they went to the Prophet ﷺ, they said, this verse is too much. We can't endure it, right? All of us sometimes have, you know, passing thoughts that are quite wrong. And the Prophet ﷺ rebuked them. And he said to the companions, don't be like the people of the book before you, who said to their prophets, we hear you and we disobey. Rather say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear and we obey. And so the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, they said to the Prophet, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear, we obey. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us. And they went back. Once they knew that this was the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the will of Allah, they accepted it. Even though they felt it was difficult, even though they felt they were going to fall short, if it was the will of Allah, so be it, they accepted it. And after they accepted this, and they lived with this, some scholars say they lived with it months, other scholars say they lived with it years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed these verses.
آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحمل تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not burden a soul with more than it can bear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down this verse to remove the commandment that had previously been revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I'm not going to put upon you this great burden that's more than you can bear. I'm taking away the commandment of punishing you or taking you to account for the feelings that you have within yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I'm not going to put upon you a burden greater than that that you can bear. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses praises and immortalizes the feelings of the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he quotes the exact words that they said to the Prophet. وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. That they said, we hear and we obey, may our Lord forgive us, or we seek the forgiveness of our Lord, and to Him is our final destination. There is no Prophet who had a better set of companions than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no greater ummah than the ummah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, I received these verses beneath the throne of the Most Merciful. The Prophet ﷺ received these verses during the Isra and Mi'raj. When he was ascended up to the heavens beneath the throne of Allah, he received these verses. SubhanAllah, the other verses in the Quran were revealed to the Prophet on earth, yet these verses, the Prophet ﷺ ascended up to the heavens and these verses were gifted to him ﷺ. These verses are incredibly powerful, and of its power is that the greatness of the companions is mentioned. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون. Allah says the Prophet, the Messenger, has believed in what God has revealed upon him, and the believers too. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises the status of the believers and the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For what reason? Because they accepted the decree of Allah even though it was very difficult for them. And when they accepted the will of Allah, even though the situation was hard for them, Allah raises them, and Allah will do the same for us in our lives. When we accept the will of Allah and the decree of Allah, Allah will raise our status and allow us to be greater believers.